Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. We are actually broadcasting this both in Facebook, in the MindBody community, as well as in Instagram. We wanted to share it in two places because there are so many people asking questions, looking for information, guidance, assistance, relative to everything coming up with coronavirus. And I'd love to hear from you, what has this experience been like for you? What is there fear coming up? Are you feeling concerned or worried? Are you actually taking a step back and finding some stillness? And maybe it's like, oh, I'm surprisingly clear right now. What are you experiencing and what has this been like for you? So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I am a physician. I was previously an ER doctor, and now I'm sharing mind-body medicine for self-healing, which is something that always resonated with me, something I always had interest in and awareness about for myself personally and what was going on in my body. And for those that I was working with in medicine, especially people with chronic illness where conventional medicine really had little to offer, to look at what's going on under the surface and how can we get to those deeper levels to really look at what is really supportive, what needs to move out, what needs to come in to assist with health. One of the things that has specifically been very interesting to me is how our body creates. We are electromagnetic. We are vibrational. We are not purely physical. And so every thought, emotion, perspective, belief that we have creates a chemical response in our body, creates a chemical state. Our brain activity, our hormones, our endocrine system, and so states of resilience, especially through times like this with coronavirus, or states of distress and disease, really have a lot to do with what's going on inside us. What's our internal dialogue? What is our consciousness? And what I'm going to talk about today, especially because this came up last week in the broadcast, is how to enter unity consciousness for resilience through coronavirus. And it's really for resilience and abundance in every aspect of your life, for the rest of your life. Someone asked specifically, what's unity consciousness? And I thought, all right, let's go deeper into this to look at what this creates in your body, neurologic and electromagnetic state for what this creates in your body, and what this does in your life, how this changes your relationships, the way people respond to you, how this changes your finances, your resource, all of your experiences are a reflection of your electromagnetics, of your inner state. How does this work? What is this about? And I'm going to go into some of the medicine and science behind it. So welcome to everyone who is listening here live, and hello to everyone who's listening to the recording or the podcast in iTunes. So Ontario, New York, God bless everyone. I'm embracing my natural state of stillness and being home. Awesome. And Dr. Kim, it's Marit from Norway here. Awesome. So last week there was a lot of fear, a lot of concern. I'm not making money. I have my job anymore. What do I do? And this whole idea of like, it's not going to be okay. I'm not okay. It is more essential than ever, because if you maybe thought this mind body thing was like, oh, that's a nice idea, I'll get to that when I have time, you know, maybe it's like frivolous, you will know now more than ever that this is actually the most essential part of the equation for you, for all of us. Where do we resonate, and are we in judgment and fear, or are we in love and unity, which is what I'm going to talk about today. This is going to hit home like never before, because we're in what a lot of people would say is a global crisis. We're in a major transition, and it's going to bring up all the spaces where you've been identified with, I am my job, or my job is my source, or I have to do this or that, or I'm not okay if, into I am whole and complete through the power of my own inner knowing. Into, I am profoundly and deeply connected with all things and with everyone everywhere. Into, I am infinitely sourced unconditionally just for being alive. And in unity consciousness, and it doesn't make sense when we're in the mind state of fear, but in unity consciousness, we can simply open and receive. The universe is infinite and I am connected with the universe. The universe has my back. And we're aware as I open and allow, life flows. I don't have to make it happen. I can receive it and I'm infinitely resourced. Life is abundant. So what do we do during this time and how do we enter unity consciousness? Well, I wanted to share a little bit about what this means from a frequency standpoint, you know, our physical material, what's going on. So we've got our body and we are an energy field. So I'll just draw a little pictorial here. We are surrounded by energy. We bring this with us. Our consciousness, thoughts, ideas, beliefs, assumptions, perspectives, memory reflects an electromagnetic field, actually creates an electromagnetic shift, what's happening in our body. So we're not just physical, we're emitting a signal. We can detect this up to 8 to 10 feet away. Feet away from the body. And it also sends a message to everyone and everything around us. So we had a really interesting comment last week from Randy who said, you know, the world's my world's falling apart. I don't even know how I'm going to get food. I'm not going to get paid. How am I going to pay my rent? But she said, I knew to stay open, breathe into my heart, allow and invite resources, which brings you into a higher frequency. And she wrote to us the next day and said, unbelievable, unthinkable things happen that I never expected. A neighbor brought me food. My employer gave me all this money. They told me they want to keep employing me and, you know, paid me in advance. And I don't remember the other particulars, but it was like all the things she was most fearing worked out, like effortlessly. She allowed them to. Things came in. It was okay. How do we do this? So when we are in our fear or whatever belief system we're in, it's a frequency. It's a certain vibrational frequency. And for those of you who are familiar with my work, it's like a scale of consciousness. So up on the top, we have love. Down on the bottom, we have fear, grief, despair, hopelessness, powerlessness. And yes, we can feel all of these. We can sort of buy into these. As we are in resilience, with everything we feel, like all along this continuum of, so love, we've got like optimism. We've got right in the middle might just be like content or boredom. These are different spaces along the scale. Now it isn't up to us to increase our frequency because that's gonna be like glitchy. I'm not okay where I am. I've got to get to a higher frequency. It actually won't work. The surest way to allow an increase in our vibrational frequency is to embrace exactly where we are now. Yes, the fear. Yes, the grief. Yes, shame. Moving into it instead of away from it. And as soon as you do that, and I know a lot of people have been commenting in the mind-body community like, I'm not okay. I don't have what I need. All these things are going to come up to the surface, the powerlessness, grief, despair. But you can just get curious. You don't have to buy into it. Take 10 seconds and breathe. Is this true for me? Or get curious. What is this energy? Where is this from? Just get curious because that alone lets the energy move. It's up to you to be with what is more willingly. Because that willingness is the ease, is the expansion that lets the energy move. Okay. So when we're in this scale, and we can think of this like in duality, where it's like, I got to get to the top of the scale and be in love and harmony and peace. This is all up here. Peace, ease, freedom. And all of us have had these experiences. Oh, I feel a space of love. Even like listening to a song, I feel at ease. But then it's dualistic. I want to be here, up here in these higher frequencies. I don't want to be here. And there's resistance. Okay, so unity consciousness isn't climbing up the ladder and getting to these higher levels, although it absolutely brings you there. Yes. Unity consciousness is being aware I can embrace all of this exactly as it is. I can embrace my powerlessness because I know the truth is I am powerful. I am infinitely powerful. Even if I'm not accessing that, remember. Okay, so how do we understand unity consciousness when we're in fear? Well, the best pathway there is truly take a breath and relax your shoulders. Just one breath and relax your shoulders. Let yourself meet the moment more fully. Let yourself enter the now more fully. Like not the resistance, not the trying to fix, not trying to improve it. Because trying to improve it is the very resistance that keeps it in place. When we go beyond that scale of like positive, negative, trying to get higher. I don't want to be where I am. I want to be better. I want to feel better. I want to get better. I want to make this better. We're in separation consciousness. We're in fear. And the only thing that's apparent when I'm in fear is I got to run the treadmill faster. I've got to outsmart the dragon faster. I got to fight the dragon. I got to fight the virus. I got to fight this illness. And from most everyone who's on this broadcast listening, you are aware that that isn't going to create what you really want. You're aware that it's exhausting and you're aware on some level like, huh, I'm kind of suspicious of this approach anyway. Is this actually what I'm required to do? So if you do want to understand and embrace what's true, you've got to first relax your body because you cannot register higher frequency awareness or like, what the heck is unity consciousness? Until you are a better receptor for that awareness. And when we're in fear, it creates tension in our body. It creates neurochemicals and brain chemicals that keep us in contraction and resistance and fear. And we literally cannot see beyond it or perceive beyond it. So this, like, people would say to me, like, how do you convince people that the body can heal itself? How do you convince people that their mind and body are connected and something higher is possible? And it's like, oh, No. There's nothing to convince anyone of because that would be exhausting. The only thing we can do, and a lot of people in my community will say, how do I show my family about this? How do I get them to do something different? Well, it's impossible. You can only be the invitation to others that allows something higher to happen. You can only be that within yourself. And so you don't need anyone else to be there in order for you to reside in harmony, in order for you to reside in wholeness. You don't require that. In neutrality, you can embrace all that is exactly as it is, and you are no longer susceptible to those lower frequency energies. So yes, maybe you have this belief system, you're like, how do I get rid of my beliefs? You don't need to do that. When you embrace what is as it is, you are in higher frequency. You are entering unity consciousness. I'm connected. I'm not separate. Even though it looks separate, I still don't get it. Looks like my body's over here and their body's over there. I'm not separate. I'm actually connected with everyone and everything around me. How is that possible? So you've got to first be receptive. So just relax your body. Changes your brain patterns and your perception. It actually allows old perspectives to fall away. So you can see beyond them, changes the chemicals in your body, all the stress chemicals and stress hormones, changes what's going on in your immune system, which I talked about last week and the week before in the Mind Body TV podcast, making you more resilient, not less. People think, but if I don't do things and run and scamper and stress about it, I won't be okay. But nothing could be further from the truth. It's not true. Relax and receive. Yes, Jonathan. So what if you try it right where you are in the middle of the greatest fear, in the middle of it looks like everything's falling apart? when you distill it down to the now, you will see right here, right now, there is nothing to fear. Right here, right now, in this 10 seconds, I am okay. Wait a minute. Check it out. Get curious. It's only a projection in the future that brings in the not okayness and triggers your body and triggers your cortisol and triggers your disease and literally is what makes you susceptible. So you know, maybe we'll all contract the virus and it will move through fluidly. Or yes, there's death happening. There's death happening. So something that could kill you, young people too. Or you didn't even know you were carrying it. It moved right through. Or maybe you just had a little bit of a cold symptoms and it moved right through. What is it that creates one versus the other? And it has to do with the frequency where you're resonating. And I don't mean to like try to get to a higher space. When you embrace where you are now, it is a higher space. Okay. So we're sharing today about accessing unity consciousness for the purpose of welcoming abundance, fluidity, ease, health throughout your life, right? It's not just an airy, fairy, fluffy idea. It is truly the point of greatest manifestation, the point of greatest allowing, greatest receptivity so that you can live in abundance. If you are not in receptivity, it shuts everything down. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, the radio stations playing, all the radio frequencies are right here. Which channel you're tuning into is going to be your life experience, and it's going to be your cellular experience. So how do you change the channel so that you can tune into the true gifts that are available and the abundance and the resources that are available right now? When you go into fear and clench, right? You're not purposely physically clenching, but you're in fear. I'm not okay. Or what am I going to do? Your cells receive the message and your physical body tenses down. Now do an exercise for just a moment. And I want you to feel into just stand up on your feet if that's available to you. So stand up and feel, what do you feel in your body? Relax your body. Balance your weight evenly, and then just feel the space of your body. Take three breaths, tune in. And then I want you to expand your awareness to the space beyond your body. So close your eyes because this will help you tune in. And then feel the space beyond your body. Just bring your awareness to the space beyond your body. Three breaths, noticing, no judgment, no conclusions, just be in the body, presence, present to the space beyond your body. And now I want you to lean forward on your toes, all the way forward. You're gonna feel your body physically tense up. And I want you to tell me, are you more or less aware of that space beyond your body? Same thing, lean back on your heels. You'll feel your body tense up to hold you upright. Are you able to be more or less aware of the space beyond your body? And then the last thing is come back to center and clench your jaw. Just mildly clench your jaw. Make fists. Tune into the space beyond your body. Are you more or less able to sense space around you? Just hold it for 3 seconds. Relax yourself again and come back to center. So just relax your shoulders. Take one big deep breath and relax your body. Let everything go. And now presence your body and the space beyond your body. What do you notice? So the premise is we are able to tune into this and sense how much receptivity we can let in, awareness we can let in, but when we're in fear, it tenses down our body, it clamps down our body. Our body's receptivity goes way down to almost nothing. So all the awareness is like, I just feel fear. And then we're like running, trying to control so we don't feel fear, trying to outrun it so we don't feel fear, trying to do more and do better so we don't feel fear. It will never, ever work because it will never allow the resilience in the body. That's your natural state. It will never allow the receptivity of abundance, which is your natural state. So if you think of abundance and receiving, and like I shared on the first clip we did here about Randy's comment last week and how much fear, my job's falling, you know, I'm not going to have my job anymore. I don't have money. How am I going to eat? But she relaxed into it. And the very next day, all kinds of resources came in. Neighbors were taking care of her. Her employer was giving her money. Like everything she needed was there, showed up. So how do we access that? So it's kind of like if it's a radio station, but you're not dialed in there, it will not be your experience, even though it's already right here. Okay, so what is unity consciousness? And let me just tune into comments on Facebook. Everybody's doing okay. Is it processing all right? Michelle says, death is the cycle of life. It happens every day with or without a virus. And this is what I've had to tell myself through this. So the death we're in, most of us, and there are real deaths with the virus, but what collectively we're all going through is a death of the old consciousness, the old self. The old consciousness of separation is, I am my body. I am a woman. I am 40 whatever years old. I am a mother. I am a doctor. I am separate. Right? And then there's, I need, I lack, I have to, I can't. All the definitions that go along with the identifying with the physical form and being in seeing myself as separate. So if I'm separate and I want to change the world, I got to like freaking move the mountain, make it happen. Okay, if I shift into, I am an infinite being having a physical experience. I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience. It can actually be light and joyful. When I'm in separation, it can't. No matter how good I get at it, it will always be a temporary high. And as soon as I'm in the high, it's like, oh wait, the other shoe's gonna drop. I gotta handle this. Always gonna be limited. When I immediately go into this state of, wait a minute, even if I don't understand it, I'm an infinite being having a physical experience, and just get curious, this immediately opens up your state, shifts your electromagnetics, changes what's happening in your brain, changes your hormones, neurochemicals, all the chemistry in your body in the direction of health and resilience, digestion, endocrine system, everything. And essentially allows you to access opportunities, resources, awareness, ideas, inspirations, energy to fuel the body, healing, unthinkable things that you weren't aware of before. And so there's nothing more important than just like questioning the perspectives you've held and questioning the fear. Oh, is it really true? Am I really not okay? Is it actually true? What about in this 10 seconds? I'm not okay. Okay, let myself have that. Is it actually true? Be willing to get conscious and be more present. Randy says, I can see opening up more this way and deepening into the exercise and the practice you described here is also going to be essential for me to release this pattern that keeps showing up consistently with men. And I know Randy has shared before with like, I'll have this great relationship and then he's gone and I don't even know what's going on. But the pattern where, yeah, I'm going to reside in that space of wholeness within myself, but then I'm going to slide out of it. And that's what the human journey has been. Sliding back into duality, sliding back into fear and separation. But right now is a really amazing opportunity to anchor in this new consciousness. How will you relate with fear? Because when I shared the scale of consciousness, so we've got this scale. We've got, I don't think you can see it that long yet. So love, peace, joy, freedom up at the top. Down here at the bottom, powerlessness, fear, grief. It's not about climbing the scale. I got to feel better. I don't want to be down here because then I'm going to manifest all this bad stuff. And my body's getting sick by the minute. No. I am all of it. Breathe in. Feel it, witness it, relax your shoulders. I am powerful. I am connected with everyone and everything. So we kind of transcend duality when we embrace all that is as it is. Unity consciousness is the space where we are aware of our connection with everyone around us, where we are aware that I'm not this physical body, I'm an infinite being having this physical experience. I had a friend die this week who I love very, very, very much and cherish and just adore. And I'm so grateful to have had this friend in my life. And I asked for a sign, and I haven't spoken to him in a couple of years, but I asked for a sign. And the first thought I had was, you're not gonna get a sign. He just died yesterday. He's probably really busy. And then it was like, no, Kim, just be still and know. You'll have a sign. And my daughter, there was this little angel that I have that her arms are up like this. And it had fallen and broken a couple of days before. And my daughter had my husband glue it back together. I know mommy really wants this little figurine, and let's glue it for her. And so right when I was really, really sad about my friend, my daughter said, I have a surprise for you. And I said, okay. So she gave me the figurine and I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. This is so beautiful. And for some reason I looked on the bottom for the first time, and the bottom, it said courage. And I was like, it all of a sudden lit up like a spark, because 3 days prior, I had been cleaning up my office and rearranging things. And I had a gift from this friend that had a little note on it that said courage, from maybe like 15 years ago. But I've always saved it through every move, through every reorganization. And I picked up the piece. And this was before he died or I knew what was going on. And I didn't think anything of it. I was cleaning my office and I thought of him and how blessed I was in that time of my life. And I put it on my shelf. And now it was the day after this happened that I received that communication. And on the bottom of the angel, it said courage. And it reminded me of, you know, the gift. I had opened it, and here it was again showing up for me. And it may seem silly to other people, but it was a very, very clear knowing, unequivocally, boom, he is communicating with you. You are loved, you are connected. And so for those of you who've ever lost a loved one, if you've tried to do this, or maybe inadvertently it's happened, you can feel a connection with them. Maybe you feel a communication with them. This has happened so many times in private sessions with clients that this will come through. And I don't really even try to connect with, you know, their family members, but very often they're there. It's a message, it's communication. And I'll just share it and they'll be like, oh my God, how did you know that? So if you're willing to function in this higher realm of I'm an infinite being, you actually can access higher frequency awareness. So I play with this all the time when I work with people. What does this person really need that will allow the most in their health? And, you know, how do they need to hear it? Or what's really going on behind this that's the cause or the root of why they're so sick and can't get better? So I'll ask these and access higher awareness and immediately know, boom, instantly know. Most of us aren't willing to know what we know here at this level. The heart registers higher intelligence. We have sensory receptors in the tissue around the heart called sensory neurites that register information at a higher frequency. Just like a radio station, you can be on the Joy Love channel, you can be on the Doom and Gloom channel, and they're both true with a small case T. Both true, they're both real. No one's gonna tell you it's not real. I'm just inviting you to something that's beyond all of it, because it's all an illusion. Alice says, homeschooling my kids has brought up overwhelming feelings of inadequacy. I'm struggling with the thoughts that I'm failing my kids. I started homeschooling Gemma at the beginning of the year, last fall, in her second grade, and that was what came up for me, and it was so freaking challenging. But I had a clear awareness. Kim, you're doing the right thing. And I doubted it every day. I was like, what the fuck? What am I doing? She was in a perfectly fine school. But I knew, Kim, you're doing the right thing. And so I moved through the unthinkable frustration, through the doubt, through the unbelievable inadequacy. So I would invite you to move through, not try to avoid it, make it go away, or be positive, but actually be willing to go beyond it and see what's available when you stay present to those feelings. Simone, yes, I sense the truth of this, and I'm aware. What is going to create the collective shift we're all entering right now in our world? Yes, the economy is collapsing. We've known for a long time there would be a major overhaul of all of the structures, education, finance, medical and health systems, all of the systems that we've been sort of standing on as a foundation, that we're not based in love, we're not based in truth, and we're not based in unity. It's like, what's best for me will fall away as we come into a higher frequency, because we can, they cannot sustain what we're doing. Now, I will tell everyone, there are already new structures in place. Be anxious for nothing. Because when that job that maybe you didn't even love it so much anyway, and it was exhausting you, falls away, your job is not your source. The universe is your source. You can open and receive. And yes, it may come through another job or your partner. Like I am so well aware, as is my husband, that the abundance we move into in our consciousness will welcome in money from all kinds of sources. His business, my business, work he's doing, family, who knows, everything. But I don't need to identify with it and be like, no, I have to get it through my work and my job. And then that means I'm valid. No. You're an infinite being having a spiritual experience. Okay. Oops. Maddie says, I'm having a daily headaches these last couple of weeks. I don't even feel all that stressed being aware and working through fear, but I'm confused. Why am I having these symptoms? So this is a little off the topic, but there are, not too far off the topic, I guess. There are really, really high frequencies coming in and integrating, hitting the planet. If you've learned anything about the Schumann frequency, the electromagnetic frequency of Earth, which is measured. We've had like detectors, Russian space detectors, that were able to first register this massive acceleration. And they're like, something's wrong with our receptors. No, it turns out the frequency of the planet is accelerating very, very rapidly. Well, this is higher consciousness coming in. You are whole. You are powerful. Let go. You don't need to fear. Honor yourself. And so all we need to do is connect in the heart. Breathe, slow down, so that you can meet the frequency of that awareness, of that information. Everything is energy. It has a frequency. The frequency of fear and the fear channel where nothing's okay and it's all falling apart, it's not going to be okay, and what are you talking about? How could you even say otherwise? It's so obvious this is true. No one's going to say you're wrong. No one's going to take it away from you. And I could just invite you into a new possibility. What if you get curious? Is this the only thing available to me? What else might be possible? Because the frequency of holding that question, not finding the answer, the frequency of the question feeds your brain different information, feeds your body. You'll feel it cellularly. Cassie, generally, I've not been fearful about the virus. I've taken actions to buy food, stock up on things. Last week, I did feel some sadness as many of us are practicing physical distancing. I'm enjoying a slower pace of work and space for me. Yesterday, I started having a headache. It feels like a sinus headache that I've had in the past. I feel a sore throat and ear congestion. I want to speak to this as well. When we contract a virus has consciousness. If we're in separation, we have to fight. I got to fight the virus. But what does that do to you physiologically? Does it support your health? No, it does the opposite. What if we receive the experience? I'm not saying feed the virus. I'm saying you come into a frequency, higher frequency than the one where that virus thrives. The virus thrives in fear. When you're in the fear of consciousness, the fear electromagnetics, the fear chemistry, the fear hormones, the fear brain states, the virus thrives. But when you embrace what is with resilience, you come into a higher frequency. It's a frequency where the virus cannot thrive. So you may find you move through that very fluidly and very quickly. But don't make that a requirement. Be present to what you're experiencing. Feed and nurture yourself. Be present to what you're experiencing, take some extra rest. But to go into Oh no, that was my experience in my body back, like when I was a resident in the ER. Every little thing I'd feel, I'd freak out. Oh my God, I'm gonna get sick. And I'd make myself wrong. Did I eat the wrong thing? Did I not sleep enough? Did I drink a glass of champagne? Did I this, did I that? Oh my gosh. It was always trying to find what did I do wrong or not do right so I can control it and make sure this doesn't happen again. But I was never good enough at controlling it. Ever. It was years of like fearing what I'd feel in my body. And I got sick a lot more frequently back then. So if we instead receive the experience without making it wrong or making ourselves wrong, we enter far, far greater resilience. Liam says, my soul is soaking this up like a sponge. Barbs, I'm struggling with being on my own. Haven't seen my mom and family for 4 weeks. I live alone and self-isolating. I'm connecting online, but it's not the same as face-to-face and being with the people you love. This is where it is more essential than ever to move into unity consciousness. I connected with my friend Christopher yesterday, period, the end. I connected with, like, I felt a beautiful hug and connection and love, and I cried, and it was profound. Well, he died a couple days ago. So how is that even possible? We do not need to be physically together to connect intimately. If you can remember, I'm an infinite being having a physical experience, you will actually enter a higher aspect of your awareness where you can connect with anyone and anything. I had a dream the other night about my friend Seneca, who I went to residency with. I hadn't seen her in however many years. Over a decade. I think it's been like 15 years. I don't really, probably more than that. Gosh, it's been a long time since we finished residency. And we did meet up all the whole group of us last year, but I haven't spoken to her since. So months and months and months go by and had this really powerful dream about her. So the next morning I was like, oh, I've got to reach out to her, tell her this. She reached out to me and sent me a message. I'm thinking of you and look, and sent me a picture of us from years and years back when we went to celebrate, like that we passed our emergency medicine boards and took this trip to California, sent me this beautiful picture. And I'm like, I was just thinking of you. I had a dream of you last night. I was gonna reach out. And she's like, yeah, I felt your vibe. You will tune in to others on this level when you begin to tune into yourself on this level. I'm an infinite being having a physical experience. It's okay to be physical. It's okay to enjoy the physical. It's okay to move through my physical experience with ease, with fluidity, with willingness. And I guarantee you it will change your health. All right, I'm gonna see what else we've got here, sorry. So if there are symptoms, if there are headaches, if there are strange things happening, give yourself integration time. We're integrating a lot of light. The fact that we're even having this conversation, we wouldn't have had this 10 years ago. We'd have had to be in some small little weird chat room. It's like in the back end of a website to be able to have a conversation like this. And now it's like, it's public. People are aware. Michelle says, so many parents that are doing the unschooling. Karen says, I've had a similar experience. Liam, I've had communication from family members that have passed. Yeah, a lot of us have. I want to focus on my health without going into what feels like fear-based actions of obsessive cleaning and sanitizing. Maybe it's 2 weeks ago that I shared, you know, be in your awareness. You don't need to be in fear. Yes, you can still take action, but taking action from awareness is very different than taking action from fear or protest or I got to rise above it or I've got to be positive. It's a beautiful story about your friends, Sarah. Thank you for sharing your insight. Susanna, I felt my dad helping me today from heaven. Okay, hold on. We have just a really glitchy internet, so it's not really. Does this work if you have flu symptoms? Hopefully not worse. Yes, of course. This isn't just when you feel good to feel even better. When you access this higher part of yourself and include it in the equation, yes, as you honor and nurture the physical, it feeds your cells. You do have the ability to release a virus, to overcome a virus, so the virus doesn't thrive in the environment of your body. We all have that. But what degree of that is activated, what degree of that is suppressed, that has everything to do with what's going on in your system. Okay. Christine, how do you clear the fear and negativity? So instead of focusing on clearing, although I have lots of videos in my YouTube channel that will assist with that. Bring your awareness to your heart. Everyone do this now. And just breathe into this space. Bring the breath here. Relax your shoulders so the breath can move through your whole body. Witness what happens. In the first 10 seconds, what do you feel? What do you notice? You may feel more things more intensely. Stay with it. This actually clears the fear for you, clears attachment for you, clears viruses for you, clears old perspectives, lack mentality, separation. It will inform you. We've seen that the electromagnetics of the heart are far stronger, like 60 times stronger than the electromagnetics of the brain. I think it's like 60 times stronger electrically and 400 times stronger magnetically, according to the Institute of Heart Math. I might be a little bit off, but that's the scale. Way, way more powerful. So it's giving new information to the brain, changing your brain activity, giving new information to your adrenals, to your kidneys, to your gut, to your uterus and ovaries. Every aspect of your body is fed with a higher frequency information. Presence. So presence will allow that to clear. Jimbo says, I'm not personally fearful through this, but I'm being swamped with the collective fear. Well, wherever you have held fear that's been unacknowledged, unclaimed, unwitnessed, is where you'll be swamped with the collective fear and it will bother you. So if I can notice the collective fear with compassion or even awe of like, wow, this is profound. I hold you in my heart. I know what it's like to have that intense of fear. I've had it come up in my former life for reasons unknown. Like when there wasn't a collective falling out, it was other things in my life that like really brought it to a head. But I've met the depth of this multiple times, unquestioningly, and it changed me. But I had to be willing to move through the fear, not try to fight it. And there's so many things I've shared, like just touch your body, physically touch your body. Increases your oxytocin, endorphins, decreases cortisol, but more importantly, it ignites a different electromagnetic frequency. And you could touch your body and say, I love you. Relax your shoulders. I do want to put a little note in for those of you who do want to work with me live during this time. We have a course we've set up for April where I'm going to be working with a group of women live. We had already planned this, but I've added some bonus content where I will be specifically gearing this not only toward the abundance and expansion in your life, your money, your health, relationships, but absolutely through the dissolution of fear, the emergence into abundance through what we're going through right now in the world, because it is such a part of what this process already is. So for those of you who've been thinking of joining me live for April, it will be an intimate group. A lot of people have asked, can I work with you privately? I do see people through video and live one-on-one. It is a much more significant investment than what we've put together for this April course. So if you're thinking of working with me live, this may be a better option for you. It's not as much of an investment, but you'll have a lot of intimate connection with me and a lot of personal one-on-one in the group. So that's at drkimd.com/retreat, because it was paired together with a retreat that we had organized. Jimbo says, I feel it when I get up in the morning and I'm able to dissolve it, but I think it's coming in while I'm asleep. So the fear that you're moving through and these deeper levels of the collective, when you relax and let down your guard, you're just processing it more deeply. Be willing to meet it. There's nothing to fear. Nothing to fear but fear itself. There's nothing to fear but resisting the fear. So see if you can be willing to invite it through, because it is clearing in your system as you do that. All right, I'm gonna look at a few more comments. Thanks, Jess. Just posted the link there. If you do wanna join that live women's group through April, we'll be doing live group calls in Zoom where we'll interface personally. And yes, you'll go into a lot more of what's been personally going on for you before this, and certainly through this experience. Bonnie said, this has saved me many, many occasions. I've experienced major fear during my awakening, and I put my hand on my heart and tell myself, I love you, and you're safe and well. That will transmute a lot of energy because you're not escaping. You're entering, you're moving more fully into it, and you're letting the frequency of love to come in unconditionally. Oh, hi, Coralie. Mandy, I've come into the awareness and I spent most of my life looking at the wrongness of things. Any advice to shift this more? That was what really made me sick back in medical school. It was like, what's wrong with me? I have this pain. What's wrong with me? I'm so tired. What's wrong with me? I feel flu-like symptoms. What's wrong with me? I had this developed a crazy autoimmune illness. Never had that before. And, you know, saw 10 different doctors. Oh, you have this autoimmune illness. You can't be a runner anymore. You can't be a regular medical student anymore. You're going to need blah, 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 blah medications. And I was like, ah! And then I realized, wait a minute, this is not my solution. This is not my truth. What else is possible for me? What else is possible here? Is this really true for me? What else is possible? And came into a higher consciousness. And within just days, the illness resolved completely. My labs returned to normal. Okay. Jessica and Coralie both are reporting, I have a pounding heart. Let's look at this. Because she says, how do I stop my adrenaline? The body will reflect the consciousness you're in. And right now, for most people, we've been in the I am my body, I am my job, I am these roles, I am my money, my source is my job. Well, what happens when all that falls away? Your body's, you know, maybe you're sick. Maybe your job's just gone now, where it's like uncertain if it's gonna be there or not. Who am I? And so your cells are gonna register that separation consciousness. So you've gotta talk to your body to let a new consciousness integrate. Body, you're okay. We are infinitely sourced as we open and allow. We are infinitely, the universe is always has my back. I'm always taken care of and provided for. This will create a cellular shift. And now instead of like, I gotta stop my adrenaline and fight this disease, it restores health and balance. Because your body is, it's actually nothing wrong with that response. It's a beautiful, perfectly normal response in the truth that I'm not okay. Well, you need some adrenaline because you gotta outrun the tiger. It's just that it's not true. You are okay. So you can enter something higher where I can relax and be still in the power of my own knowing. And then it allows the experiences like resources coming in, synchronicities happening, to being taken care of. Okay. All right, I'm going to complete. I'm at drkimd.com. I will continue to be here every week. Definitely in the Mind Body community and Facebook. We will try to still broadcast in Instagram as well so that more people can access this. And Michelle says, I'm very thankful for my job. Awesome. So I will be here and you can post in the Mind Body community with things that are coming up. We have a really, really supportive community. It is based in the truth that you are powerful. And yes, it's available, but we may not be accessing that. How do we access that? We've got to come in to more connection with ourselves, just connecting with where you are and what you're experiencing right now instead of avoiding it. So if you just take a few minutes or just seconds, but like several times a day, to pause and connect with the frequency of your heart, do it now. Slow down and breathe. Bring the breath to the heart. Relax your belly, relax your shoulders. You are slowing down to perceive at the frequency of your heart. Let that in. It will feed you. It will source you. So little by little by little by little. Doesn't need to come in all at once. That could be really disruptive. Be very gentle and nurturing with yourself and know that we are in the process of great awakening. And you are so loved and so taken care of and provided for. Let your body receive that message. And you will see major differences in how you go through this period. All right, everyone. Lots of love, and I'll see you soon. You can subscribe at drkimd.com if you'd like to go further with the free content and information that I'm sharing and what other possibilities are available to work together. If you are interested in working with me live through April, We've shared the link on the thread. It's drkimd.com/retreat. It will be a really, really profound experience for all the women involved. So I look forward to our group there. All right, lots of love. I'll see everyone soon.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.